This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's been a Wisconsin tradition through the years. 16 years now, the Calf Care Connection workshops presented by PDPW, three different locations next week in three different towns. PDPW Executive Director Shelley Meyer.
You know, we work every year with a focus group of intense calf geeks, people that are in charge of managing calves or caring for the calves on their farm. And that calf, the wet calf, the newborn calf, is the focus of the program every single year. And it's always something different. And the call of our producers is, you know, tell us the latest and greatest research and make sure that we're on the leading edge of knowledge, because we can save a lot of money in calves. And we can do better than save calves. We can really optimize their genetic potential and growth. And that's especially important right now, where if you're going to raise the calf, she comes in the milk line, she's got to be an efficient, healthy producer.
We're talking with PDPW Shelley Meyer about the upcoming Calf Care Connection next week in Wisconsin. Now, this is going to be in three different places, three different dates, right?
The same program, 3 days. It'll move around the state.
Mm-hmm. Starting Tuesday the 19th in Chilton and Wednesday in Eau Claire and then Thursday in Fenimore. And this year, the workshop presenters, Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Dr. Teresa Olivet, and Dr. Franklin Gary.
We're very privileged to have these three experts travel with us. They'll take us into the newest and the latest and greatest research and how we can take some of these practical tips home and apply them immediately on our dairy farm.
Registration and more information available now at pdpw.org.
I think the important thing, too, for our dairymen asked for is that often two people want to come to this program, and we do offer that student break for the second person from the operation. But this program, the level in which it is delivered and the content is great for your nutritionists, for veterinarians, for other folks that work with you around these calves that are specialists. It will definitely challenge even the most savvy. So bring them along, tell people, because this is about being effective, efficient, and ultimately the very best when it comes to your craft, and that's taking care of calves.
Again, more details at pdpw.org.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Joining us now, Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor of Dairy Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and UW Extension Animal Welfare Specialist. Jennifer, the dairy industry continues to review, shape, and improve the standards of animal care here in the U.S. One way of accomplishing that is through the National Dairy Farm Program. That's Farmers Assuring Responsible Management. And you've worked with this program and dairy farmers and industry partners to show really everyone that the dairy industry is taking the very best care of their animals.
Yeah, and so with the farm program, that is something that has evolved over the last decade plus, where initially it started out more as a voluntary producer education program. So they would hold workshops and teach people about things like how to evaluate body condition, lameness, et cetera, and it has become essentially an industry-wide minimum standard. And so nearly all farms in the U.S. follow it. And I do think that it's good that there is such a thing as a minimum standard. Of course, we should all strive to be the best that we can and want to exceed those standards and look for continuous improvement. And there has been this ongoing discussion of, you know, should animal welfare be something that is competitive? Is it something that consumers are willing to pay more for? And I think that that's an interesting discussion. But I do think that it's a good idea to say, you know, as an industry, we think there are things that aren't acceptable and we should all strive to be above a minimum and do better. Whereas in other places such as Europe, there tends to be a more legislative approach where it's based locally or regionally. And that's not really our style here. So I think that it has been good that the industry has been proactive and has the farm program. And as it's evolved, they have solicited more producer input. Food companies now have animal welfare advisory boards that include animal welfare scientists, veterinarians, and others to try to bring science to that discussion. And I think that that's a very important and uplifting thing that we've been seeing.
Our thanks to Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor of Dairy Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and UW Extension Animal Welfare Specialist. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.